This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Rex Hoggard is a senior writer for GolfChannel.com. He's in Rio covering the Olympics. It is a pleasure to welcome Rex Hoggard back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Rex.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm great. Thank you for taking the time to do this. Let's talk about the atmosphere a little bit. A lot was written and talked about before the games, the accommodations, the atmosphere. Give me your thoughts. Give me your impressions about what you've experienced being there.
You know, I mean, I read all the headlines like everyone else. Certainly my wife had read all the headlines because she's been on me for like the last 6 months. And she wasn't crazy about me going to Brazil for the Olympics. And from what I've learned since I've been down here from other people, this is the first time I've covered the Olympics. And this is no different than almost any other game that's ever, you know, that have been played, at least in the modern era. I mean, in Sochi a few years ago, you had the same concerns over the buildings weren't going to be done, the roads weren't complete, it was going to be a nightmare. I know Beijing, there were a lot of concerns about pollution. And certainly there were a lot of concerns coming into Rio. I mean, the Zika virus. Was the golf course going to be finished for the competition? And it inevitably, from what everyone's told me and from what I've seen this week, it plays out. The golf course is actually in wonderful shape. The players, by and large, love the golf course. I mean, I think they've really moved a lot of earth and maybe a little heaven to get it looking like it is right now. And it's certainly in great shape. And it's a very, very good test. And everything around it. I mean, sure, there's traffic jams and there's some delays and you have to kind of roll with it. But by and large, it's really an amazing experience to be here when you consider that, I don't know, 6 months ago, there were people in the media who were saying that they weren't even going to play the game this year.
So you've been pleasantly surprised?
Very much so. I mean, like I said, the golf course is really amazing. I think what struck me is talking with the players and how involved they are, how excited they get. I mean, I was just speaking with Padraig Harrington, and I mean, he's like a kid again, talking about being in the Olympic Village and being around the other athletes and going to the other events, the swimming, the track and field, the handball, and just how much they've embraced this and how cool it is. I mean, I know this has been something different for golf, and it's kind of been the great unknown leading up to this point. And it's really, I think you hit it. It's been a very pleasant surprise for everyone involved.
You know, we're around those guys all the time. How refreshing is it to hear them get all excited about taking in the Olympic experience?
And just not the Olympic experience, but just being able to be a part of it. I mean, the fact that, you know, Ricky Fowler came down for the opening ceremony last week, and Henrik was there, and Martin Keimer, and the way their faces just light up when they start to talk about it. I mean, Martin Keimer was talking earlier in the week about how spending time with the other athletes has really opened his eyes about how he should prepare for golf tournaments and how he should train. And, I mean, this is not a guy that I don't think anyone would ever call lazy, but he realizes that what he thought was hardworking is nothing compared to what the Olympic athletes go through. And it's really been a refreshing experience, I think, for everybody involved, because it gives them an opportunity to sort of compare what they do as a sport to these athletes, who they only get to showcase their skills basically once every 4 years, at least on a world stage, and they do it in a way that's very impressive.
And to your point, they're all world-class athletes, but do you think, Rex, that going to these other events, watching Michael Phelps or Katie Ledecky or any of them get on a podium and the anthem play, do you think that's fired them up a bit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, Martin Keimer said he got choked up, you know, as he was marching the Parade of Nations. The athlete who was holding the flag just kind of walked through the tunnel as they started the march, and sort of unprompted, he started singing the German national anthem. And Martin said, everybody just started. 250 German athletes just started sort of randomly, you know, singing the national anthem and how much pride they got, you should certainly see it. I mean, Ricky, I think, has been to more sporting events this week than some journalists, and he has embraced it. I mean, he's been to Michael Phelps. He saw him race earlier this week and was in the room with him. And I don't know how you can't be inspired by watching something like that.
We are talking with Rex Hoggard, senior writer at golfchannel.com. Rex is in Rio covering golf and covering the Olympics. All right, so do you think the players that passed are regretting the fact that they passed?
You know what, those are, and this has come up as well, and I kind of wrote this earlier in the week, and the idea that somehow they would be sitting around second-guessing themselves, I don't really buy into that. Because golfers, as a rule, right, they kind of have short-term memories anyway. Because you can't remember the last shot, you shouldn't remember the last hole, you certainly shouldn't remember the last round. And I think I would put this in that category, where they've made their decisions, and I'd like to think they're at peace with it. That being said, yeah, I think when all said and done, and certainly Ricky Fowler said he's done his part to hammer the point home. He suggested that he's sending text messages to the guys that haven't showed up this week and needling them a little bit. And I think in retrospect, it was probably a decision that a lot of them would change because Zika virus was the most often cited reason, and it's certainly understandable. You don't want to question anyone, certainly any of the players who withdrew, for worrying about their health, and it was a legitimate concern. But once you got down here and you realize it's actually kind of cool down here, by the way, I'm wearing two jackets right now. I mean, mosquitoes are the last thing on my mind. So had you had the ability, you know, hindsight is always, you know, 20/20, and it always makes a difficult judge and jury. But having the hindsight, I think a lot of those players probably would have changed their mind.
Do you think, do you think Zika was the real reason behind them not coming down, Rex?
I think it was one of the reasons. And again, I've never been comfortable since this all started kind of second guessing what the real reasons were, because I truly believe that in a lot of these cases, I mean, Jordan Spieth is a young guy, and you never know when he might want to start a family. And certainly you would put Rory in that category as well. And Jason Day is very much a family man and has a family with him all the time. And you wouldn't want to put them in danger. That being said, I think it was probably one of the reasons, maybe the biggest reason, but there were certainly other things involved. I mean, security concerns, I think, were something that a lot of them thought about. The schedule, how condensed it is this year, and the fact that we're basically fresh off back-to-back majors, and you're going to come out of this week, and you're probably going to take a week off, and then you're going to go straight into the FedEx playoffs, and then if you're a European player, an American player, you're going to go straight into the Ryder Cup. It has been a difficult year, and golf probably could have done a better job scheduling and trying to plan around this and plan contingencies. And maybe in 2020, when they go back into the Olympics in Tokyo, this will be a good way to look back and say, these are things we have to change.
You mentioned earlier the golf course. There seems to be universal approval for what Gil Hanson and his team did. Everybody seems to love the golf course.
Yeah, and you know, when you consider how difficult it was, I mean, it kind of has to give out style points, right? I mean, I think the golf course is very, very good, and the players who are here were all very pleasantly surprised. I was walking a practice round earlier this week on Tuesday, and there was two players from New Zealand that kind of walked over, and they were pointing to the fairways, and they said, no one has ever played this golf course. There wasn't a divot on the golf course. I mean, they had really done an unbelievable job, considering how many challenges they had, considering that there was a time when they thought that they may not be able to get this done in time. So, yeah, when you consider everything that had to go into it and the fact that he was able to create a golf course that is challenging and it's been fun, and the closing stretch is certainly very, very compelling with three scoring holes right there at the end, you have to give them very, very high marks for that.
You mentioned golf in the games in Tokyo in 2020, and it's too early to do this, but do you get a sense? Is it rebounding some? Do you think it moves forward past Tokyo?
That's a million-dollar question, right? I mean, I was speaking with Peter Dawson, who's in charge of the International Golf Federation, who will make the pitch next September in 2017 in Lima, Peru, to the IOC to keep golf in the Olympics. And it will be a difficult conversation, I'm sure, simply because the support wasn't there like the IGF had hoped, or certainly like the IOC had hoped. And again, when golf was put into the Olympics in 2009, it was a much different landscape. And Peter told me that they had gone to all the top players, and they had gotten the support. And, you know, things have changed. And the fact that the games were in Rio and all of these concerns cropped up certainly changed that conversation. I would like to think that when the time comes, that the IOC will take into consideration that this was a difficult place to start. It was maybe a poor draw was the best way to put it because of all the concerns and everything that had to go into getting this golf course ready. I would say right now it's probably not 100% that golf will stay in the Olympics after 2020, but it's looking better than it probably did 6 months ago.
Before I let you go, have you been able to take in any of the other events?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're staying real close to the Olympic Village and about a block away from the Athletes' Village, actually. And table tennis was phenomenal. I know that sounds odd. I can't believe I got out of bed just to go see a table tennis match, but it was unbelievably fun. And then I saw Michael Phelps, on Tuesday night and what he did winning his gold medals. And I don't know that I can compare many things to that. That was very cool.
Is there beach volleyball on the schedule and on the agenda?
I think so. And here's the problem. So where it is, the Olympic, Rio split the four zones. So we're in the Baja zone, which is where the Olympic Village is and obviously the golf course is here. Copacabana is about an hour's drive away, and that's tough traffic going through Rio. I would like to, and we have a couple of days between the end of the men's competition and the beginning of the women's competition. So don't tell my wife, but yeah, I do plan on going over there.
Just between you and me. It's just between you and me.
Just between you.
Yeah. He is Rex Hoggard, senior writer at golfchannel.com. Enjoy the rest of the time, Rex. Soak it all in. Have a great time, and we'll talk when you get back.
Appreciate you having me on. Have a great weekend.